The Poem of the Man God. Revelation to Maria of Alta Orta. Volume 1. Part 1. The Hidden Life.
1. Introduction. August the 22nd, 1944. Jesus orders me.
Take a completely new notebook. Write down on the first page what I dictated on August the 16th. She will be spoken of in this book.
I obey and I write. August the 16th, 1944. Jesus says, today write only this.
Purity has such a value that the womb of a creature can contain the uncontainable one because she possessed the greatest purity that a creature of God could have. The Most Holy Trinity descended with its perfections, inhabited with its three persons, enclosed its infinity in a small space. But it did not abase itself by doing so, because the love of the Virgin and the will of God widened the space, until they rendered it a heaven. And the Most Holy Trinity made itself known by its characteristics, the Father being once again the creator of the creature, as on the sixth day of creation, had a real, worthy daughter fashioned to his perfect image. The mark of God was impressed so completely and exactly on Mary that only in the firstborn was it greater. Mary can be called the secondborn of the Father because, owing to the perfection granted to her and preserved by her and to her dignity of spouse and mother of God and Queen of Heaven, she comes second after the Son of the Father and second in his eternal thought, which abeterno took delight in her. The Son, being also her Son, did teach her, by the mystery of grace, his truth and wisdom, when he was but an embryo, growing in her womb. The Holy Spirit appeared amongst men, for an anticipated prolonged Pentecost, love for her whom he loved, consolation to men, because of the fruit of her womb, sanctification on account of the maternity of the Holy One. God, to reveal himself to men in the new and complete form, which starts the redemption era, did not select for his throne a star in the sky, nor the palace of a powerful man. Neither did he want the wings of angels as the base of his feet. He wanted a spotless womb. Also Eve had been created spotless. But she wanted to become corrupt of her own free will. Eve was in a pure world. Mary, who lived in a corrupt world, did not wish to violate her purity, not even with one thought remotely connected with sin. She knew that sin exists. She saw its various and horrible forms and implications. She saw them all, including the most hideous one, deicide. But she knew them solely to expiate them, and to be, forever, the woman who has mercy on sinners, and prays for their redemption. This thought will be the introduction to other holy things that I will give for your benefit and the welfare of many people.